This is Free Talk Live, Monday edition. As we launch into hour number two, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. And that's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, by the way, for all your voiceover IP needs. Packet8.net. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features you'll find there, because they are completely free. That again, freetalklive.com. We're actually going to recap and then continue New Year's resolutions, the top 10 New Year's resolutions. In case you're just tuning in, number one was spend more time with family and friends. This is apparently based on some polls of Americans and what they resolve to do every year. And so spend more time with family and friends is number one. Number two, get more fit, more exercise. Number three, or I guess exercise for some people that don't do much. Number three, tame the bulge, as in lose weight.
Uh-huh.
Number four, quit smoking, and that leaves us at number five. But before we go on, I'd like to invite you to participate. What's your New Year's resolution? For me, it's not going to be one of these, at least. For me, it's going to be setting a schedule and sticking to it. I need to get up at a certain time and do specific things throughout the day. Otherwise, I just get overwhelmed by all the things that I have stacked up that I don't feel like I can ever get to. And I don't like that feeling. I don't like the feeling of being overwhelmed.
I'll tell you, it's a great way to feel like you have control of your day by being up early.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm doing. I want to hear about what your resolutions are for 2007. Also, if you had resolutions in 2006 and whether or not they did or did not work out, if they didn't work out, what happened? Maybe your experience can help somebody else who might be setting the same resolution for themselves this year. 1-800-259-9231. So, we will go on with the top 10 New Year's resolutions according to About.com. Number 5, enjoy life more. Given the hectic, stressful lifestyles of millions of Americans, it's no wonder that enjoying life more has become a popular resolution in recent years. It's an important step to a happier and healthier you. I feel like that one is way too intangible, if you will. Enjoy life more. How do you measure how much you're enjoying life? How will you really know whether or not you're enjoying life more this year than you were last year?
Well, if you feel that that's a goal that you need to have, mm-hmm. then I would think that it's something that you're paying attention to, and you'd be able to say, I'm enjoying myself right now or I'm not, and I'm going to choose to pick my resolution, which is to enjoy life more, and I'm going to enjoy myself.
Number 6, quit drinking. While many people use the new year as an incentive to finally stop drinking, most are not equipped to make such a drastic lifestyle change all at once. Many heavy drinkers fail to quit cold turkey, but do much better when they taper gradually or even learn to moderate their drinking. If you've decided that you want to stop drinking, there's a world of help and support available. That much is definitely the case. Number 7, get out of debt. This is a good one for anybody that has any amount of debt. If it hasn't been a priority for you to pay that stuff off, definitely reorganize, restructure as much as you possibly can. Take a percentage of your paycheck every single week and send it towards your debt. Get that stuff taken care of because, man, if you want to have spending more time with family and friends, enjoying life more, get out of debt is a good way to go about it. And you actually could combine that with quitting smoking, quitting drinking, if those are two vices that you have. If you can actually successfully do either one of those
two. Could be a rough first week.
If you can successfully do either one of those two, you're going to have more money that you could be putting towards your debt instead of putting towards your habits. But she says, was money a big source of stress in your life last year? Join the millions of Americans who've resolved to spend this year getting a handle on their finances. It's a promise that will repay itself many times over in the year ahead. I would say in the years ahead, for sure, if you can get out of debt. Number 8, learn something new. Have you vowed to make this year the year to learn something new? Perhaps you're considering a career change, want to learn a new language, or just how to fix your computer. Whether you take a course or read a book, you'll find education to be one of the easiest, most motivating New Year's resolutions to keep. Challenge your mind in the coming year, and your horizons will expand. Always a good idea to learn new things, to create new synapses firing in your brain, that sort of thing. Keep yourself fresh, if you will, not stagnating.
You know, Your brain will just go to mush if you don't use it. You have to learn new things.
Right. Like,
you've got to constantly be challenging yourself.
Especially as you get older, A lot of some older people. You know, I remember my old my ex girlfriend, her grandmother. We'd go over to her house, and all she does all day is sit around and watch television. And you want to talk about your mind going to mush?
Yeah.
I mean, get out in the garden or do something. I mean, that's terrible. It made me feel terrible seeing that happen to somebody, but she's doing it to herself. It's not like she's infirmed. She doesn't have to be sitting there all day. She could get up and do something. Number 9, help others. A popular, non-selfish New Year's resolution, volunteerism can take many forms. Oh, that's just a myth. It's absolutely selfish to volunteer. People volunteer, and this goes back to what we were talking about last hour, that everything that you do in life is based on selfishness.
Right.
People volunteer because it makes them feel good. If they didn't get that good, warm, fuzzy feeling inside, they wouldn't do it.
So go out and do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not saying don't volunteer.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, it is selfish, and that's okay.
It's good.
Anyway, she says, whether you choose to spend time helping out at your local library, mentoring a child, or building a house, there are many nonprofit volunteer organizations that could really use your help. Number 10, get organized. On just about every New Year's resolution top 10 list, organization can be a very reasonable goal. I guess you're right about that. Whether you want your home organized enough that you can invite someone over on a whim, or your office organized enough that you can find the stapler when you need it, these tips and resources should get you started on the way to a more organized life. So I guess she's saying that, or I guess she's suggesting that organization is a more of a things in the right place sort of a concept. But for me, it's organizing my day. For me, it's getting the things that I need to do happening at the time I need to be doing them.
Yeah, a little discipline on when to check emails and things like that.
Exactly.
Certainly doesn't hurt. I mean, I often find myself doing the same thing during the day.
I'm an email addict.
When I should be making telephone calls to advertisers saying, please, please, advertise on Free Talk Live, I'm instead looking at show prep that listeners have sent me. And there's a lot of it out there.
Yeah.
But that needs to be done really at 6 p.m.
We got another top 10 list coming up. The top 10 most outrageous civil liberties violations of 2006, at least according to Slate.com, as we go to the phone. So first, let's talk to Nick in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure to talk to you this New Year's evening. And I just want to say congratulations on the first 1,000 making it.
Thank you.
Well, that's more because of people signing the first 1,000 than us doing anything.
Oh, heck
about
no,
it.
It's not. I darn sure got behind that thing, and I created something. The first 1,000 got finished because Mark Edge got out there and did it.
Yeah, you really were an instrumental part of it, that's for sure.
You know, maybe I'm not as humble as I should be, but I understand where my value is, and I understand that when a dedicated person gets behind something, they make it happen. Now, I'm not saying there weren't other dedicated people that were involved. There certainly were.
Speaking of making it happen, Nick, I'm not sure why you were calling in, but why? What are your New Year's resolutions, if you have any?
Well, definitely to start living like more free. I actually signed the first 1,000, and
awesome.
The reason I was congratulating you guys is because I never would have come across this message if it weren't for Free Talk Live and the podcast and everything. And,
excellent.
You know, that's why I'm on the list. So I think it's a lot of credit to you guys for, you know, like getting the message out there. And I encourage everybody to amp the show. You know, I started amping the show as soon as I, like, heard the message. It was like, you know, this is right on. People need to start talking about this because America's time. It's time for a change. It's time for people to start living more free, and I think New Hampshire is where the place we need to go do it, where we can all be together. And,
absolutely.
You know,
otherwise,
awesome.
If we're not
so
together, we're just going to fall apart.
Exactly. That's my resolution, and
well
I'm moving
said,
in
Nick.
July, so
wow,
that's
awesome.
Wait to start,
I think a lot
I
of people.
Wait.
I think a lot of people, hopefully, will have the same resolution as you, and that is to get up to New Hampshire, hopefully sometime here in 2007. With that in mind, what was on your mind tonight, Nick?
I wanted to talk about like Saddam's execution and I just think it's sad that Iraq has had, like, 6 leaders in its history, and every one of them has been either killed or put to death. And
have
I
they?
Just think it's, yeah. it's just what I read today, and to me it's kind of, like, you know, pretty shocking.
Well, I don't know if it's more sad that dictatorial individuals are put to death than it is that people are living under dictatorial regimes around the world. I think that's probably the most sad part, the people that are suffering at the hands of people like Saddam Hussein and George W. Bush. Those are the real victims. Nick, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Speaking of old George W. Bush, as you might imagine, Slate.com has suggested that he was involved in some of the top 10 most outrageous civil liberties violations of 2007. Your calls as well. What are your New Year's resolutions? 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience at freetalklive.com. Plus, register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, Attaining Economic and Personal Freedoms in America's Freest State. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Liam in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
Hey,
Liam, what's on your mind?
Not too much. Well, actually, a lot. But I was on the Free State website today. I'm a member and a First 1000 signer.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed something on there about the amount of people that have signed up, or the rate at which people were signing up, over the last 6 months. And I did some math, and it was like 13.5 people a week. And I did some math, like I said, and it turned out that would be, by the time we got to 20,000, it would be like something like 19 years.
Yeah, it's crazy,
and,
isn't it?
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out over the last, like, you know, last couple days, what can we do to make it go faster? You know, what can we do? Because, I mean, I try to tell everybody I can.
Well, Liam, and I understand you telling people is an excellent thing, and you have to get the information out there. But people don't buy, and signing the Free State Project is essentially a buying decision.
Buying an idea.
They're buying an idea.
Yeah.
People don't buy based on information. People buy based on emotion. And now you saw what happened with the First 1000 program.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Right, when I got involved and I started pushing and I started making automated phone calls, and, essentially what has to happen is, there has to be some kind of fervor whipped up around it. And I think that, the Free State Project's doing its best with the Liberty Forum and that kind of thing. And as it grows, I don't care if it grows, too much faster than it is.
I can tell you what the best way to get to 20,000 is, in my opinion, and that is to move as many people now as we possibly can. To get the First 1,000 here in New Hampshire, get active, and start showing people around the country and around the world that this Liberty thing works. That's what's going to get people excited enough to say, yeah, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And that way it'll be more than just an idea. It'll be a proof of concept.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And I'm completely for it. Like I said, I'm a First 1000 signer. I've been there.
Right.
I have been for a couple months now. I've been trying to do some research on the internet, like, to find out, like, how much it would cost to put an ad in like a major magazine or something, or like I can't seem to find the information anywhere.
It's not going
to
be cheap.
How much it costs to do that stuff.
It's not going to be cheap, and people that aren't in advertising often imagine that advertising is a cure-all. I think that the Free Talk Live has the Free State Project has a difficulty in that a lot of people, the most people, don't even know there's a problem. They don't even understand that there's a problem, and I personally like concepts like Free Talk Live for the Free State Project because
you listen
and you get the explanation over and over again. We show you that freedom is being taken away in the country, and I just don't know. Like, what could you say in a magazine ad in Time Magazine that would... one time that would get a whole bunch of people to go. I mean, Time Magazine had an article on the Free State Project just recently.
Well, that's what I mean, but, like, a series of advertisements, you know? Like, I don't know how much that would cost.
A lot, when you're talking about a series.
Yeah.
If you're talking about Time Magazine, you're looking at, what, maybe $8,000 for a full-page ad or something like that?
I bet you it's more than that.
Maybe
that's
more?
$8,000?
Well,
I would have thought it would be more like 50,000 or something.
It was 70. The Libertarian Party put an ad in USA Today, and that was about $80,000 for a full page in USA Today. So,
I don't see why Time Magazine wouldn't be close to that.
Really?
My concern, though, is that, like, over the next 20 years, I'm really wondering, like, where the government is going to go with regulations. Like, I could almost see if we got hit, like, by another, you know, 9/11 style attack, them actually trying to put us in, like, what's it called, a martial law for a while.
Oh, okay, martial law, gotcha.
Like, I'm just saying, I don't know necessarily what they would do.
Well, that's one of the reasons why it's better to move to New Hampshire sooner rather than later, because some scary things can happen in just 10 years' time, let alone 20.
When I go to the airport, I that's what I see is martial law. There's these police there, and they're, pilfering through people's things and patting them down
and sending them
through gizmos. I mean,
it's not very far off but from the airport situation to coming to your streets. I mean, it's just a matter of degrees. It's just a matter of steps before we can take that martial law situation from the U.S. airports and put it wherever we want to. And that's scary.
Exactly.
It's already any place that's convenient.
Yeah. And I guess I would just say, if you're listening, move to New Hampshire. If you haven't signed up already, sign up.
Yeah, and don't wait for the 20,000. I think waiting for the 20,000 is one of the worst ideas, and I hope the Free State Project really retools itself this year. I know they're thinking about it. And Liam, thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. And in regards to his idea about the magazine ads, maybe putting a magazine ad for an organization like the Free State Project in a magazine like Reason Magazine or the Libertarian Party News. These are places the Free State Project has already advertised.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it sort of makes sense, because then you're targeting the audience that's more like most likely to respond to your message. If you spend, let's just say, $20,000 once on a Time Magazine advertisement, or let's say you buy an entire year, let's say they give you a whole year for $100,000. You get one page per issue.
And they won't.
Per year. They probably won't. But that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
$100,000. I mean, the Free State Project, first of all, couldn't afford it. But even if they could, what sort of return on investment are they going to get for that? Not much. Because, as you said, people have to be aware of the message in the first place. Most people are going to skip past that ad. They're not going to look at it. And even if they do look at it, they're not going to understand it. And even if they do understand it, the odds are against the fact that they're going to even consider signing up. So you've got... You're probably getting slim results from advertising in Reason and LP News. This could be even worse in Time Magazine. And the frequency is weak. I mean, 12 times in a year, that's
Time,
not a lot.
Time isn't a monthly magazine.
Oh, it's not?
It's a weekly magazine.
That shows you what I know.
Yeah.
Read that crap.
I understand. I read it online. You know, there's different articles I read and stuff. I think it's, you know, it's okay.
But when you're dealing with a show like Free Talk Live, we're talking about liberty every night.
Right.
I mean, and we can hit
Free
that
Talk
message
Live was,
several times.
If Free Talk Live was bigger... then the message would be getting out to a lot more people.
Yeah.
The only way that Free Talk Live is going to get bigger is by being on more stations.
Which you can help with.
Being able to advertise more. I'm really of the opinion that we shouldn't be advertising the Free State Project at all, that we should be advertising Free Talk Live. Now, is that does that help me? Sure, it does.
When you say we, what do you mean? We're advertising the Free State Project every night. And
we members of the Free State Project should be advertising Free Talk Live as a... method of getting the Free State Project out to more people. Because this, you know, to some extent or another, I mean, we're pushing the Free State Project every single night.
And
we believe in it.
And we're not saying that just because we want to raise the rates on the Free State Project.
I don't think we're going to.
They're locked in. They're locked in at a pretty sweet deal. And so just the more stations we get, the more people will hear their message being pushed by two people that believe in it, not just a piece of newsprint.
And have moved for it.
Yep, 800-259-9231, the worst civil liberties violations of 2006 on the way. Your calls as well about anything. Free Talk Live.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs?
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit Bedfan.com. That's Bedfan.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You take control of the airwaves, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki's there, wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 900 unique pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website, and it's free, like everything else is, at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. SACL. Where they don't break your legs.
As we go into the 10 most outrageous civil liberties violations of 2006, at least according to Slate.com, number 10, an attempt to get the death penalty for Zacharias Moussaoui. Long after it was clear that the hapless Frenchman was neither the 20th hijacker nor a key plotter in the attacks of 9/11, the government pressed to execute him as a conspirator in those attacks. Moussaoui's alleged participation? By failing to confess what he might have known about the plot, which might have led the government to disrupt it, Moussaoui directly caused the deaths of thousands of people, or so they claim. This massive overreading of the federal conspiracy laws would be laughable if the stakes weren't so high. Thankfully, a jury rejected the notion that Moussaoui could be executed for the crime of merely wishing there had been a real connection between himself and 9/11. Number 9. Guantanamo Bay. It keeps a-licking, but keeps on ticking. After the Supreme Court struck down the military tribunal's plan to try hundreds of detainees moldering on the base, and after the president agreed that it might be a good idea to close it down, the worst public relations fiasco since the Japanese internment camps lives on. Prisoners once deemed, quote, among the most dangerous, best-trained, vicious killers on the face of the earth, unquote, are either quietly released and usually set free, or still awaiting a trial. The lucky 75 to be tried there will be cheered to hear that the Pentagon has just unveiled plans to build a $125 million legal complex for the hearings. The government, wow, that's quite a little boondoggle there for some construction company. The government has now officially put more thought into the design of Guantanamo's court bathrooms than the charges against its prisoners.
That's probably true.
Number 8, slagging the media. Whether the Bush administration is reclassifying previously declassified documents, sidestepping the Freedom of Information Act, threatening journalists for leaks on dubious legal grounds, or, more recently, using its subpoena power to try to wring secret documents from the ACLU, the administration has continued its secrets at any price campaign. Is this a constitutional crisis? Probably not. Annoying as hell? Definitely. Number 7, slagging the courts. It starts with the president's complaints about activist judges and evolves to congressional threats to appoint an inspector general to oversee federal judges. As just that one I hadn't heard about.
And it's highly unconstitutional.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be a shock. As public distrust of the benches fueled the stripping of courts' authority to hear whole classes of cases, most recently any habeas corpus claims from Guantanamo detainees, almost seems reasonable. Each tiny incursion into the independence of the judiciary seems on its face justified, until you realize that the courts are often the only places that will defend our shrinking civil liberties.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads to number 6, the state secrets doctrine. The Bush administration's insane argument in court is that judges should dismiss entire lawsuits over many of the outrages detailed on this very list. Why? Well, because of the outrageously illegal things. The outrageously illegal things are themselves matters of top-secret national security. The administration has raised this claim in relation to its adventures in secret wiretapping and its fun with extraordinary rendition. A government privilege once used to sidestep civil claims has mushroomed into sweeping immunity for the administration's sometimes criminal behavior. You remember, we actually talked about one of the cases here where the Bush administration has taken this argument to the court and said, this should all be thrown out. State secrets.
Yeah. And when they say sometimes criminal behavior, if it isn't criminal behavior, then why did the Congress go back and retroactively absolve any of the CIA agents of any criminal activity?
Things that make you go,
Number because five. They were breaking the law.
Number 5, government snooping. Take your pick. There's the NSA warrantless eavesdropping program, wherein the president breezily authorized spying on the phone calls of innocent citizens. In violation of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the FBI's Talon database shows the government has been spying on non-terrorist groups, including Quakers, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and Veterans for Peace. The Patriot Act lives on, and that's just the stuff we know about. Number 4, extraordinary rendition. So when does it start to become ordinary rendition? This government program has us FedExing unindicted terror suspects abroad for interrogation and torture. Khalid El-Masri, a German citizen, we talked about his story,
right,
was shipped off to Afghanistan for such treatment, then released without charges, based on some government confusion about his name. They don't really even talk about the treatment here. They just sort of breeze over extraordinary rendition as though everyone knows what it is. That's where they send somebody over to be just completely tortured and locked in a scary, dark, dank cell
in a country
for months
where they will do that for us, as opposed to having to do it here on U.S. soil, where we can't torture people on U.S.
Right.
soil.
It's supposedly not the U.S. agents that are doing the torturing. It's the Syrianese or whatever the country that they take the person to. It's those guys that are doing it. So that, for some reason, exonerates the government. Canadian citizen, So the German guy, Khalid El-Masri, shipped to Afghanistan for such treatment, then released without charges, based on some government confusion about his name. Canadian citizen Mahir Arar claims he was tortured in Syria for a year, released without charges, and cleared by a Canadian commission. Attempts to vindicate the rights of such men? You'd need to circle back to the state secrets doctrine above. Number 3, abuse of Jose Padilla. First, and as you might imagine, after you've been tortured by the government, you probably are a little bit concerned with the idea of going after the government.
Right. You probably don't want that to happen to you again.
You probably just want to go home and spend some time with your family.
Right. God knows what's happened to you. You know you don't want it to happen again. Please, please, just let me go.
Number three, the abuse of Jose Padilla. First, he was, according to the Attorney General at the time, John Ashcroft, quote, exploring a plan to build and explode a radiological dispersion device or dirty bomb in the United States, unquote. Then he was planning to blow up apartments. Then he was just part of a vague terror conspiracy to commit jihad in Bosnia and Chechnya. Always, he was a U.S. citizen. After 3.5 years in which he was denied the most basic of legal rights, it's now emerged that Padilla was either outright tortured or near tortured. According to a
recent, sure looks like it. There's something wrong with him.
Yeah, according to a recent motion during Padilla's years of almost complete isolation, he was treated by the U.S. government to sensory and sleep deprivation, extreme cold, stress positions, threats of execution, and drugging with truth serums. Experts say he's too mentally damaged at this point to even stand trial. The Bush administration supported his motion for a mental competency assessment in hopes that it will prevent his torture claims from ever coming to trial. Or as Yale Law School's inimitable Jack Balkin put it, quote, you can't believe Padilla when he says we tortured him because he's crazy from all the things we did to him. Number two, the Military Commissions Act of 2006. And this one we spent quite a bit of time on.
Yeah.
This was a so-called compromise legislation that gave President Bush even more power than he initially had to detain and try so-called enemy combatants. He was generously handed the authority to define, for himself, the parameters of interrogation and torture, and the responsibility to report upon it, since he'd been so good at doing so. What we allegedly did to Jose Padilla was once a dirty national secret. The Military Commissions Act of 2006 has made it the law. And they're glossing over that one as well, to an extent. They only have a short time frame to talk about this in, but the Military Commissions Act makes it so they can pick up any American off the streets, label them an unlawful enemy combatant,
or
suspected
right.
enemy combatant, or whatever it's called, and essentially throw you in a military brig, torture you, bring you to a military tribunal,
not tell you what you're charged with, not let you even necessarily.
Lawyer.
Yeah, you don't get to participate in your trial. It's just crazy. Habeas corpus is
abolished.
Dead for those people.
Yep.
And there's no
chance. If it's dead for
that.
Them, it might as well be dead for all of us.
Any one of us could be called an enemy combatant.
800-259-9231. We've still yet to hit the number one most outrageous civil liberties violation of 2006, according to Slate.com. Your call as well about anything. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. You'll find them totally free at freetalklive.com, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com, place your order. That is store.freetalklive.com. And yes, we are going to have some new store products coming out in the year of 2007. Those are on the way. I'm thinking that we're going to be doing a hoodie because a lot of people have been asking for that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a lot of people have, a lot of our lady listeners have been asking for a more feminine fit version of the Free Talk Live t-shirt, and I know that Johnson, our store manager, is working very hard on getting that accomplished as well. A couple other minor changes, I think, to some existing products. All of it going to be very good, very high-quality stuff. You're going to like it.
You know, I saw for the first time over the holiday, the New Year's holiday, the yellow Free Talk Live t-shirt. Now, I had seen the black one with the logo, but I had never seen a yellow one.
I haven't either. Where'd you see this?
Well, I went with a friend of mine from New Manchester to a hockey game, and he had his on.
I can say the yellows aren't as popular as the blacks, but nonetheless, good to know that some people are ordering
them. He's very fond of his. He in fact, ordered two blacks and a yellow and distributed his blacks and kept the yellow. So that shows that he's very fond of his.
Indeed, indeed. So store.freetalklive.com, buy some stuff. We're talking about the 10 most outrageous civil liberties violations of 2006. According to Slate.com, quick recap from 10 on down, because we got through most of them. The attempt to get the death penalty for Zacharias Moussaoui, number 10. Number 9, Guantanamo Bay, just in general. Number 8, slagging the media, where they were screwing over journalists and that sort of thing with charges for not releasing information. Number 7, slagging the courts. 6, the state secrets doctrine. 5, government snooping. 4, extraordinary rendition. That's where they go and take you and torture you in another country. Number 3, abuse of Jose Padilla. Poor guy. Number 2, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, which was a huge one.
Now, I felt like that was number 1.
I would say that would have been number 1 as well, but their answer for number 1 is hubris. They say, whenever the courts push back against the administration's unsupportable constitutional ideas, ideas about inherent powers and a unitary executive, or the silliness of the Geneva Conventions, or the limitless sweep of presidential powers during wartime, the Bush response is to repeat the same chorus even louder. Every detainee is the worst of the worst. Every action taken is legal, necessary, and secret. No mistakes, no apologies, no nuance, no regrets. This legal and intellectual intractability can create the illusion that we're standing upon the same constitutional ground that we stood upon in 2001, even as that ground is sliding away under our feet. 800-259-9231, and that has pretty much been their response. Anything that they do that might seem blatantly unconstitutional, they just yell about how they're within the law, they're following the law. And nobody calls them on it.
They call them on it, but it just takes a while. And in the process, they do what they do.
Or in the example of the Military Commissions Act, they completely try to gut whatever it is that they've already violated. They violated certain laws and certain controls that are supposed to be on the government. And in retrospect, they said, well, okay, we got caught red-handed violating these laws. Okay, let's pass a law that acts retroactively and exonerates us. That's part of what the Military Commissions Act is.
Yeah, it is.
And so you're right, Mark. There is a chance that the courts could put these guys back in line, but it's going to be down the path some, mm-hmm. because the gears of government turn so slow. You want them to do something? You want them to be quick about it? It's not going to happen. And so by the time they finally do get around to doing something, the Bush administration is probably going to be out of office. We're going to have some new scumbag in there. Some new Republican or Democrat.
Doing something different.
Exactly. You can take control of the airwaves. Give us your most outrageous civil liberties violation of 2006, what you think that is. Also, if you've got a resolution that you want to share, you're certainly welcome to do that as well. There's some, I guess, health news that you have, Mark, about nanotechnology. As the 21st century continues on, we discover that there are some pretty promising and exciting health technologies out there, and I believe nanotechnology is one of them. Mm-hmm. As I understand it, essentially, they're tiny little robots.
Or creatures that are created biologically, maybe.
Something very small that mm-hmm. goes inside you to perform a specific functionary task in regards to your health.
Sure. They don't have to go inside you to do... They could do all kinds of tasks.
I suppose, you could have them on top of your skin for something like a cut or wound. But yes, it's a very exciting technology. And what do you have to say about it?
Well, from the AP, the use of subatomic materials as microscopic building blocks for thousands of consumer products has turned into big business so quickly that few are monitoring the so-called nanotechnology's effects on health and the environment.
We must have more monitors!
Yes, we must check these things! So Berkeley intends to be the first city to step into the breach, an attempt to regulate nascent but fast-growing industry.
Yeah, if you're looking for regulation, look to Berkeley, right?
Right. I read the Michael Crichton book, Swarm, mm-hmm. that was sort of on this, and, wrote a horror scenario about nanotechnology and how it could just strip the skin from your bones and that kind of thing. Very interesting. It's a good book. I don't know.
So what's happening in Berkeley?
The city council is expected Tuesday to amend its hazardous material law to compel researchers and manufacturers to report what nanotechnology materials they are working with and how they are handling the tiny particles. You must report.
Fill out some paperwork, boys.
The aim of nanotechnology, as though these bureaucrats have any idea what they're talking about. The aim of nanotechnology.
Yeah, how many of the bureaucrats on the city council are certified real scientists?
Yeah, that know anything about... And even if you are a scientist, what do you know about nanotechnology?
Right.
The aim of nanotechnology in the commercial world is to develop new products and materials by changing or creating materials at the atomic and molecular level.
That's awesome.
So much of the impacts from these developments remains unknown, particularly with regard to possible environmental and health problems. The ordinance is quite important, and director of the Project on Emerging Nanotechnologies. The ordinance is quite important, and I think it will be given worldwide attention.
It's important because the government must know what goes on in any sort of boardroom, any sort of drawing room, any sort of scientific quarters in the United States.
As though giving them a piece of paper will let them know. I mean, because
that's when they're going to, the next step's going to be inspection.
Mm-hmm. Of course it is.
Oh, what's going on over here?
Yes. The director of the Emergency Nanotechnology Project, which is founded by the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars.
Ooh, it's got his name on it. Can't be good.
Yep, and the Pew Charitable Trust. This is a new industry, and there is a lack of federal and state regulations.
Mm-hmm.
We said thousands of products, from cosmetics to detergents, are manufactured using material constructed Lego-like from particles measuring as small as 1,000,000 the width of a head of a pen. Well, if we're doing that, then what's the big deal? None of us have been killed by our cosmetics. We've been delayed at the airport by them. There are known businesses within Berkeley city limits working directly with nanomaterials and the Lawrence Berkeley Laboratory.
And if we keep passing more laws like this, you can guarantee there never will be.
Well, there are.
I thought they said there were no businesses.
Oh,
there.
I'm sorry. There are known businesses. Excuse me.
Gotcha.
That would be great if there were none, though.
Right.
I think we should pass an ordinance here where there aren't any either.
Well, there are places like Berkeley, like Vermont, the whole state of Vermont, like Berkeley. They don't want business coming in.
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet, but you said in Burlington. Was it Burlington?
Burlington, yeah.
Where you go there and you're like in 1969.
It's really, well, with punk rockers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the downtown's kind of, antiquated looking, but I dig it. I like that Burlington. It's fun.
Okay. Go ahead.
Lab officials said they intend to work with the city and are confident their own regulations are stringent enough to ensure safety. These are the lab officials. There are very complex issues because the science being done is very complex, and there are a lot of unknowns, said Mark Elpers, deputy director of the lab's nanotech effort known as the Molecular Foundry. It's essential that proper precautions are taken while at the same time allowing important research to proceed.
What is the worst that could go on here?
Well,
what are they so afraid of? I mean, have they been reading that book, too?
Probably.
Yeah, that must be where this came from. I don't understand. I mean, are the nano machines going to take over the world? Are the nano machines going to...
Well, they don't want to take over the world. They just want to eat you alive.
Are they going to blow something up? What's the danger here? What's the risk? Why is the government... It's really just the regulation for the sake of regulating, in this case, I think. They're government bureaucrats. This is what they do.
We regulate crap.
Yeah.
So, whoa, what are you doing over there? You need some regulation. I can see it all now.
Well, you don't have the minimum required paperwork, sir. We need to create some forms over here. Get a task force put together. We need $100,000 allocated and 5 meetings a week.
Quick. There's stuff going on here that's not properly regulated.
Right.
You know, I mean, you hear the lab guy. He says it's important to them that they take precautions. You know, they're not just running willy-nilly. They're going to be the first ones to die if they release this monster on the planet.
Oh, I thought the lab guy was making excuses by saying that, well, we need the government to mandate these things.
Well, he wasn't howling loudly, but he was saying everything's going fine.
Yes, we can't have any sort of development that's not regulated by the government. Heaven forbid, you might actually get it done quickly. Hour 3's on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Speaking of something that's not regulated very much... Red Bull, these energy drinks, there's some news about them. We'll share it with you on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.